You may have seen the ads imploring voters to save Metro, the bus service. But despite what most people are talking about, Prop 1 is not just about buses. In fact, 40% of the revenue is for city and county street departments. That could mean road improvements for sidewalks and bikeways. But not everyone is thrilled about the measure. Kirkland's mayor and Amy Wallen told us that at times it felt like the East Side was being left out of conversations about the bus service.
We weren't given choices about which routes would be cut. We tried hard to work with the county to talk about how important some of these routes are to us, but they use ridership numbers, and on the East Side, some of our routes don't perform as well, but that doesn't mean that they're any less depended upon by our constituents.
But despite the misgivings, in the end, Kirkland City Council will be supporting Proposition 1.
Even though we don't love the tool, we feel that it is the option that was offered to us. You know, we voted 6-1 to endorse the proposition, but as I said, we have concerns about it.
Kirkland Mayor Ann Wallen, there are no shortage of ideas for the $2.1 or so million dollars that Kirkland is going to get for roads. Those ideas include completion of a master plan for the Juanita Corridor and a safe schools walk route. If you live in King County, you should have your ballots now for Proposition 1. You can check the KUOW page, KUOW.org, if you'd like to hear our other coverage on this. Read your voters' pamphlet. Cast an informed vote. With Steve Scherr, I'm Ross Reynolds, and this is The Record.